Blog Talk Radio.
Enough of that. Hello, hello, hello. How is everyone doing on Monday, February the 8th? It is 8:01 here if you are on the West Coast. It is 10:01 if you are in Texas or Louisiana, or if you are on the East Coast. It is 10, 11. Countdown to astronaut blast off. It's 11:02. Ah, 1 minute just passed. If you are on the East Coast, I'm telling you, it's been a long day for me. Trust what I tell you. I have been working today. Yes, I am back in hell, and I swear it is one of the most craziest things that I'm just like too done. But I am not going to drive you guys crazy with how my day was, because honestly, I feel like it's just not even worth talking about. It is what it is, and it goes on, it goes on. Before I go any further, let me say happy anniversary. Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary. Happy anniversary to the Sims community, the Sims franchise, 16 years as of the 4th, which was on last Thursday. It's been in, yes, can you believe that? 16 dang years. Wow. It has lasted longer than most marriages. Oh, I know. I started my online ventures when I first got on The Sims. That's when I first started my online ventures. When I first started The Sims. And I have been going, ever since. I love The Sims. I really do. I've been starting to do LPs. Starting and stopping. Yes, I have. And I, what can I say? You know, you guys know me. I've already said that I was going to start doing my shows again. And I'm trying to, people. But now that I'm working, I don't know how this is going to work out. But you see, 8 o'clock, 8:03, and I'm on air. House party for Alpha Sigma Omega sorority house. That's right, baby. Saturday at 8 p.m. till 10 p.m. So make dang on sure that you're there. We're going to have a house party. We're going to rock it. So make sure that you do come and enjoy the festivities. I don't know what's going to happen. All I know is that we're going to just be doing our damn thing as we always do. You know how Alpha Sigma Omega do it, y'all. You come on now. Y'all knows how we do it. Lord DJ Rico, MC a Boogie. So we're going to do a little ASO Rico remix killer. MC Savage, oh my God, Grand Prince of Funk. So we're going to really have a good time. Rep your squad in your Greek attire or your colors or come as you are. We don't care as long as you party with us. So that is going to be the 13th, not Friday the 13th, but on Saturday the 13th. So make sure that you do come and have a good time. I do want to congratulate real quickly my sister, Shia's sister-in-law, my husband's twin, his twin. I want to congratulate her. She raised quite a bit of funds for the Flint water shortage. I'm so proud of her and so proud that so many were involved in it. It was really just an honor to be among the many that was, involved in this. LBD, we pulled our sleeves up. ASO, goodness, there were so many people. What is it? TC Enterprises, Beener Motors, Bougie Fashions, Bond 7, Cigars and Suits, Light Camera Action, Bittersweet, Gadget Groves, Bombshie. Goodness, there's so many. R2VE, Calobra Customs, Two Finger Studios, D&D Emerald, Just Breathe Studios, which is my studio, by the way. Just Breathe, yeah, that's right. God, there's so many that I can. I honestly, if I've left anybody out, trust me, it's not on purpose. There were so many, and it was just beautiful. She raised $268 in USD, and that was for one night. And I'm still trying to hit my goal of 200 for diabetes, and she actually hit her goal in one night. So I need to start having her do things for me, is what I need to start having her do. But congratulations, Sissy. Just really, really proud of her and wanted to just go ahead and let that be known. Bougie will be, not Bougie, is it Bougie or Fat? I think it's Fat. Fat, thank you. We'll be doing their 1 year anniversary. Can you believe it? 1 year? I'm like, wow. These women are phenomenal. They do the damn thing. Cannot just, wow. That's all I gotta say is just wow. Anyway, I have no subject tonight. I am just rambling. Yeah. Because I have no damn subject tonight. I really, really don't. I wish I did. I wish I could tell you guys, hey, you know what the subject is tonight? But it's really no subject. I'm just gonna just ramble. But you gotta look out for sugar. You always ramble. Yeah, well anyway. Let me tell you. I did my first show back on the grid on the second, which was last Tuesday. Yes, I had ASO dancing for me. I had Desiree. So, God, she has. I'm not going to go over all her names. Y'all know who she is. She was my guest on the show. We talked about a lot of things. As I was doing my show, I realized right then and there that I am not considered a sim. I decided to save some moolah. I was going to go ahead and do a, get a sim with, like I could get half the sim and then have someone else on the other half. So I'm thinking, okay, we really don't use that many prims. So I can go ahead and do half a sim, no problem, no big deal. So I got a half a sim, and I got so frustrated. Now, mind you, I'm a nice person. You guys know that. But I got really frustrated because what had happened was, I put down the studio, and the studio's in a box. If you guys ever been to my studio, the studio's actually in a box. And I didn't really decorate it because, first of all, I'm always last to do things. You guys may not know that about me, but trust me, every time I do a show, whatever, I'm like last to do it. I'm my paperwork, nothing. I do every. I don't have a set show. In other words, I know what I'm going to talk about, but I don't sit there and practice it or know what I'm going to say beforehand. I just say it. That's the same way when I do events or if I speak, I never do a speech. I never write a speech out because every time I write a speech out, I normally don't read it verbatim of what I'm writing out. So every time I do something, it's from the heart, it's from the gut, or it's from whatever my mind is thinking, like right now. That's how I do things because to me, it's easier for me just to ramble and talk than it is for me to sit and read. And maybe because I can't read, I need help. I can't. Okay, here it goes. I can't read. No, I'm just kidding. But no, I really don't like to read out my speeches or anything. Anything I do is just spontaneous. So anyway, God, I've got way off track. I got way off track, then. Okay, let's reel me back in. Okay, so what happened is when I got out and I went to help my daughters, I think it was Naz and Grover, because they're both I've got some talented children, don't I? I mean, my girls are just talented. I just wanted to throw that out there right quick. I got some bomb ass kids. I love my children. Each of them just wow, they've got their own like little set things, and my godson and my goddaughters. I'm so blessed. My nieces, nephews, sons. I'm blessed. You know, I just wanted to throw that out there. I'm blessed. I have a very unique and a very positive and supportive family. God, I know I'm off track right now, but I love you guys. Whoever's listening right now, I love you guys. I got a wonderful parents, grandparents, you know, mother. Oh, my God, my mom is just an awesome person. Wow. What? Oh, husband. That shouldn't even have to be said. Yeah, he's screaming out, husband. We all know my husband is just the Bombay. But anyway, I'm all off subject. So anyway, my two daughters were doing their clothes, and I looked up, and there was a platform, like right on the edge of us. And I got pissed off because I was like, I don't want to see this crap. So I went to it. I'm thinking, is it on the edge or is it on our side? So when I tried to, you know, like get rid of it, it was on the edge. So I had no permissions to do it. I'm thinking, I am not feeling this. This is just not happening. So then I look up, and a little bit up in the sky, there is a some type of bulb or whatever, some type of gadget, some gadgetry that was in the air, like right on the edge. You know what? I can't do this. And the thing I think was pissed me off is because we go way, 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 way high in the sky. We do that in order, there is other platforms on there. We don't want to, like, if we're filming or something, we don't want to, like, have the other platforms being shown. But the thing that got me is that that platform was not there at first. We went yay, yay high. So why would you build your platform right next to us? What is the purpose of that? It really grind my gears. It did. It pissed me off. It really did. So I was like, you know what? I told the husband, I can't do this. I can't share a film. I just can't do it because I'm just, it just irks me that people would do that. And come on, as much as I don't want to believe it was on purpose, it was on purpose. Because if we went all the way up and then you saw there was another platform there, why would you stop your platform right next to mine? It doesn't make any sense. But anyway, I said all that to say this. I may not do a show tomorrow, and I know you guys will be like, are you kidding me, another hiatus? But no, not another hiatus, but I may not do a show tomorrow. But on the 9th, the 16th, and 23rd, I'll probably do, tomorrow's the 9th, right? The 16th and 23rd, I'll probably do a show on my sister Diva's land because she's graciously allowed me to do her land. And after that, I'm getting my own shit. Oops, oh, my dad and mom's not listening. I'm getting my own stuff. Oh, my kids are not. I'm getting my own stuff after that because I don't like sharing. I just don't. And, yeah. The 27th, which is my real-life birthday, I'm going to have my block party. Yes, my block party, finally. I know you guys, you've been saying that crap since last year, but this time I've got a reason to celebrate. I have been doing my talk show for 3 years come this month. Yay! Ooh, go ahead on, sugar. And I've been doing this show, my block talk, for 5 years now. I'll be honest, I haven't been constant with it. I have not been constant, and for that I have to apologize. I'm a very odd person, as you all know. You know, I'll set my sights to do something, and all of a sudden I'll be like, hey, I won't be bothered. When I first started doing my blog talk, I did it for three days a week. And after I did it for 3 days a week, honestly, it was just too much for me. And I was 3 days a week, ongoing, every day, no matter what. But I honestly think that that was just too much and I needed to take a break, which is what I did. Then the breaks got longer. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to take another break. Yeah, take another break. And it's been now constant change. But I have been doing my blog talk for 5 years. And I used to do a written blog. If had I continued my written blog, it would have been 10 years. You believe it? Might even have been longer than 10 years. It might have been longer. In my blog, I actually went over and saw my blog a couple of days ago, and I was like, God, I wrote a lot. Well, I was interested in that. I had a pretty, you know, decent following. I guess what I was saying they were interested in or just probably making fun of me. I don't know. But, yeah, 5 years for my Blog Talk Radio and 3 for my if game. So I'm kind of proud of myself. I really am, because all I do is yak and talk, and that's it. I mean, I don't do anything that's – unless I get, like, a bug in my ass and, you know, talk about something. But other than that, you know, I've enjoyed my blog talk, and I've enjoyed my my show on the grid. I really, really have. And I've enjoyed it so much where I need to start doing more of it. And it really humbled me when I was nominated and accepted for the Abby Choice Award. And the reason why it humbled me is because that is on another side of the grid. And it did make me feel good because I was recognized. And even if I don't win it, just the fact of being recognized, I'm blessed for that. And I thank everyone who has been congratulating me and everyone who has said that they have voted for me. It's greatly appreciated, really, really is. Anyway, enough of that. Did you guys see the Super Bowl? I don't watch the Super Bowl. I don't watch it, not interested. The only thing I used to like about the Super Bowl is for the commercials, which I'm sure a lot of you enjoy the commercials. So I enjoy the commercials, but I'm not really a Super Bowl fan. I'm not a football fan, period. I was in the family chat, and my dad and my brothers and my husband and my godson and my niece were talking back and, you know, back and forth about, I think my niece was talking about, I'm not really sure, but they were talking back and forth about who they wanted to win. I was just sitting up there looking at the screen eating chicken wings. I didn't care who won, but when I went to work today, everybody was talking about it, and one of the guys, I guess he had a bet with some of the attorneys, so he was like flopping down the newspaper on people's, you know, in their offices and on their desks. I'm thinking, how? Just wow. You know, he was like, yeah, I told you, you know. And I'm thinking, dang, you know, if I had to bet it, but I'm not a betting person either, so it was kind of like, eh, who gives a shit? But anyway, I'm getting off subject again. I didn't want to talk about the Super Bowl. Did you guys see, and yeah, you know, I'm going to bring it up, when Miss B damn near fell? Let me tell you, I don't give a shit if people say they didn't notice it. I noticed it. I didn't watch the Super Bowl. I actually saw a clip of it, you know, because they were like, oh, you know, Beyonce and Bruno Mars, blah, blah, blah. Okay, let's see what she's got. And before I go into that, Lady Gaga, I got to give her a high five. I really, really do. She kind of shocked the crap out of me. I was really surprised how well she did that anthem. You know, she really, really brought it across, really did. But anyway, back to y'all's girl, Beyonce. She my girl, too, and I hope SL Beyonce's not listening, because she may go off on me about saying this. But let me tell you, when I saw the clip, I was thinking to myself, I sure wish she had a failed. Is that wrong of me? Is that wrong of me to wish that she had failed? I had really wished that Beyonce fell right on her ass. Maybe could that be a bit of a jealousy? Maybe that's jealousy of me. I'm jealous of, okay, why did the husband come in here and say, he's called. Let's get him on here, because he's a big Beyonce fan. He loves that broad. Oh, God. Wait a minute. I think I can connect him. Hello, caller. Can you please tell us who you are?
First time, couple of time listener. Name is Andrew Esposito. How are you guys doing?
We're doing just absolutely fantastic. Anyway, yeah.
How dare you?
What do you mean,
first
how dare?
All,
come on now.
How
come
dare
on.
You wish that B? You know what I'm saying? How dare you? If she would have fell, don't worry about it, B. I would have picked you up, baby girl. Got you.
No, tell them what you said. tell them what you said this morning as we proceeded to take me to work. Tell them what you said. Or did you forget?
I honestly forgot.
Okay. You said, oh, if she had a fail, what she was going to fall, and what now?
I would have picked her up.
He's not saying. Let me tell you what he said. I don't know why he's all of a sudden forgot. He said that she was going to fall, but since he wasn't in the audience, she decided not to fall because she wanted him to catch her.
But I don't want to make you jealous, babe. I mean, I gotta keep it discreet. Sorry. Go on.
So you didn't want to make me jealous because you felt that if you would have helped, so you felt if you would have helped Beyonce, that it would have made me jealous?
Yeah, I mean, she would have been all over me. She would have been all over me. She would have seen my face. Oh, that's my angel. She would have just opened up her arms and jumped on top of me. And like, hey, not right now, B. You're doing your show. You're doing your show, girl. Get that money.
So what do you think that Jay-Z would have said while she was all over you?
He probably would have been drunk out of his mind. He would have known.
Wow. Really, babe? Really? But this, yeah, this is really what he said. I was like, whatever.
He would not know.
What? What do you mean he would not know? How would he not know?
He would have known. He probably just would have thought, oh, yeah, he's just another crazy fan. Yeah, okay. No biggie. No biggie. Yep, I'm a crazy fan.
No, I'm sorry, but you're not a crazy fan. It's, yeah, whatever. But anyway,
I know what
going
she
back,
lives.
Well, honey, I better let her know because you're crazy. Let's call stalker mode. Just in case you didn't know, that's stalker mode.
Stalker much?
Oh, my God. Stalker match? Anyway, I did want to say one thing about the video that B put out. And why is it that everyone is grabbing hold of, that's my theme song now. This is my new theme song. Every time Beyonce comes out with something or Rihanna comes out, and hey, don't get me wrong, don't come for me with your chains and your bombs and all this crap. But what I'm saying is, you know, everybody always changing up your theme song. If you're going to do a theme song, do a theme song. Your theme song should not change every time the person that you like changes or does a new song. It just, that's just not how it goes. It doesn't go that way. If you have a theme song, your theme song should remain that. And that's it. I mean, am I wrong for this? Maybe I am wrong.
Maybe I just said it like every 3 months.
Like I said, every time somebody comes out with something new, the first thing that happens is your theme song changes. Oh, that's my new theme song. That's going to be the new song for us. I mean, get a song, stick with the song, and enjoy the song. It's nothing wrong with having, you know, a theme song. If the words define who you are, what you are, what your group is. There's nothing wrong with that. Don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with having a theme song. But, God, every time somebody comes out with something, that ain't your damn theme song. You ladies, gents, you can't change your theme song quicker than you change your underwear. And y'all, some of y'all know what I'm talking about. But I'm serious. I'm so serious. Bruh.
Yep.
Bruh.
Bruh.
Oh, boy. But I'm serious, though. I'm serious. Yeah.
Did you tell him about your black party yet?
Yeah, I did tell him. Oh, you're not. Okay, you know what? You're fired. You're fired. Were you not listening to the damn?
I have Beyonce on my mind. Sorry. But black party coming up. Everybody listening, show up. Yep, it's going to be the bomb.
I hope so.
You're going to be giving away Diva, her cat. free shipping.
Oh, God,
free shipping.
Nobody's not getting rid of my cat. I'm sorry. That is just not happening. No, I'm sorry.
We won't even wrap her ass up. We just give it out for free. first people to show up, she's all yours.
Oh, my God. You know good and well you'd have a heart attack if there's something happened to Diva. Cam Newton, I'm going to bring this up. I don't know a damn thing about football. But it was said that I guess they were doing a press conference and he got up and walked out because he didn't like the questions. But what I was told, not told, that he was forced to take the questions in the same room as a Denver Bronco, which never happens from my understanding. And you can see, clearly see and hear that them talking about Cam and see him getting frustrated with it and leave. Now, I want to know, what do you guys think about that? The fact that he was forced, if this has never happened, he was forced to talk in the same room as the ones who won and was talking mess about him. But do you think that he was acting, I don't want to say childish, but what word would I use? Like he was throwing a tantrum?
Well, that's kind of fucked up, though. I mean, if you got the winning team and you're interviewing the guys who lost the game, which, mind you, he did throw a couple of amazing passes and motherfuckers weren't catching it. It was just like butter. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'll be fucking throwing a fit, too. Fuck him. He did the right thing by walking away.
I'm glad you brought that part up. It's because when I came in this morning and they were talking, they said that, wow, it was that he could have, how did they say it? That he was throwing lame passes and he was throwing them like over people's heads or something like that. Now, I didn't see it. I am not going to sit here and pretend like I saw it. I didn't see it, so I really don't know. But those who did see it, babe, you saw it. Is that true?
It happened. I mean, some of the passes, it wasn't throughout the whole game. Some of the passes he did overthrow. Why? Because there was no blocking. Motherfuckers were just getting through. And, of course, they were getting to him. You know, some of the passes that he did throw, he was right in the money. And they were just dropping it. It's like, what happened, dude? What happened? He threw a 40-yard pass. Beautiful. Could have caught it. Didn't catch it. Bounced right off his chest. Bam. Suck.
But, see, that's why I don't watch football.
It happened. I stopped watching after that, a second fumble. And then again, I was like, fuck it. The Broncos fumble. Panthers got the ball back, and I started watching it again. I was getting pissed off because they weren't backing him up. I honestly felt they were not backing him up. They were not backing the quarterback. So that's to me, that's what happened. That's what I saw.
Well, I didn't see anything. I didn't give two shits and a biscuit, so I really didn't care. But, whoever won, congratulations to you, because I heard that somebody was like, it was so nice that, Peyton Manning won, and wow, wow. But I can understand his frustration, though, because I know even though when you win a Emmy, an Oscar, or what have you, and if I'm not mistaken, boxing, too, you do have to stay in the same room with the person that won, am I right?
Not necessarily, shit. I honestly, myself, personally, I wouldn't be involved or in the same room as the winning or the losing. I wouldn't want that. If I win, yeah, I want to make fun of the motherfucker who lost. But if I lose, I don't want to be nowhere near where the fuck you're making fun of me or my name is being called out. Yeah, he fucked up or he overthrew the pass. Hey, fuck you. No, he did the right thing by walking away. Shit.
Well, that kind of reminds me of? It reminds me of, remember, I don't know whether people are King of the Hill fans, but I am. When they King of the Hill, when they won. when they would win, they had, I guess, this thing that they had lost in high school, and every year the team, they were in their damn 40s and were still, like, going to Hank. Do you remember that one, the one to Hank's?
That,
and,
yep.
and, you know, showing the foot. It was like so just like, okay, really? After all these years, you guys are really still doing this? You know, were you living in high school? But when, you know, they would say, oh, it's so childish. Hank was like, it's so childish. Can't believe they're doing this. You know, grow up. But they did another game, like when they were in their 40s, and Hank and his boys won. And what do you think they did? They did the same thing. Even though these guys were successful in their you know, their real lives, or well, I could say real lives, but you know what I'm saying. And they did the same thing. But I think it's when you it's bragging. Now when I won the Dope Award, I never thought about making fun of another talk show. I mean, or bragging, because to me that I don't know, but maybe I'm different. I'm different. I know when someone had won a show, they were like calling me out.
Let me say this real quick though.
Let me just say it wasn't Angel Samonte. It wasn't him. So when people say, "Oh no, it wasn't. It wasn't Amonte. It was somebody else." But they were like bragging on it and calling out my name. I'm like, "What the hell is wrong with you? You know, shit. It's for real." Go ahead, Ben. I'm sorry.
I mean, so ain't nothing wrong with having, you know, your little bragging rides. You brag a little bit about it, but come on, when you go about it, like every time you see a person, it's like they throwing it in your face. It can kind of get annoying. Let's get a reality check. It's fake. Okay, that's what I'm saying. It's fake. If that's all you got in that game, then God bless you. I feel sorry. Get a job. Get out your mama's basement.
You know,
get a job. Get some real money.
The thing is, stop it. Stop. The thing is I don't think everybody doesn't do that. It's just, and honestly, I don't really see a lot of people bragging when they do, you know, when they do win the award. I really don't. I think it's just you're being proud of what you've accomplished. You know, especially if you, because when I won, I was like, really? I won? I was like, good grief, because I've been doing this for 5 years and doing the other one for three. Actually, it's really going on 4 years. But, you know, I don't really count the time that I was, you know, not really on the group. I would film it in, because when my brother, Carter, first came on my show, he's like, wait a minute, we're doing this in front of a live audience? I thought you were filming it and pulling it. I'm like, no, I've hit big time now. I'm doing it for the audience, bro. Yeah, but it's, you know, it's a good feeling that, you know, even though, like you say, it's fake, I get that, babe. But you know, it does feel good when you accomplish something, even if it's in a virtual environment. You know, when you accomplish something, you do feel good about it. At least I do.
Oh,
I
of course.
Feel,
I mean, don't get me
good.
Wrong. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that you shouldn't be proud of what you do, you know, and people acknowledge of the job that you're doing. But some
right.
people just overdo it. It's like that's all they have. You know what I'm saying? Just like I was there when they were making for day one, they were making fun, and every time you showed up someplace and they were there, they throw it back in your face. It was like
it wasn't
getting annoying.
No. It wasn't. It wasn't Amonte.
I'm
telling you,
I'm not talking about
it Amonte. Wasn't. Oh.
I'm not talking about him.
It started to be. Honestly, it started getting on my nerves to the point where I had to snap on the person.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of videographers in there that I'll be like, wow, they doing a damn Billy Carter. I believe that's her name.
Yeah.
Right. She does some amazing videos. I'd be like, wow, nice job. You know, you go, girl. I would never be like in her page talking shit. There was in your page talking shit. Why do that? You know, if you're good at something, keep doing it. Be humble about it.
That's true.
I never see homegirl Billy Carter, which she does amazing videos. You know, the graphics are amazing, and she's creative with her videos. She doesn't copy over nobody. You know, and she doesn't throw that in nobody's face. Not that, at least, that I don't see it. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, just be humble about what you do. If you're good at something, keep doing it. Don't make fun of other people who's trying to do something that they're good at. You know what I'm saying? Give them courage. Give them a little hint, like, good job. Nothing wrong with saying good
right.
job.
Speaking of Billy, I actually wished her luck. I voted for her. Definitely vote for her. She is on the
other
side. Vote for her, because she. If you haven't seen the video, it's called Dollhouse. It's on her. I said Dollhouse. Be quiet.
Duh.
It's on her. Stop it. It's on her. It's on her page. It's actually one. I remember seeing it, and I told Angel, I'm like, I like this video. Remember what I said? I really like this video.
Yeah.
And I was like, God, it's so creative. So trust me when I tell you, you know, vote for her, because she did an amazing job with that. She really, really did. And she, you know, she took her time. It wasn't, it was a really good creation. Vote for her, you know,
right.
Definitely do that. She's, you know, she's on the urban side, and it would be nice to, you know, I'll be honest, it would be nice for both of us to you know, being on the urban side, it would win. I'm not going to lie and say I wouldn't like a win. Of course I would like to win the Abby Choice Award. If I don't, then hey, still, but I would have loved to have done that. It would have been great. But anyway, I'm going to take a quick break because, yeah. Because honestly, I'm glad I did an hour show, because I wasn't going to do an hour show, but now I'm glad I did, because I'm still talking. I'm still talking. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break, okay? So we will be right back.
I've been waiting all night for you to tell me what you want. Tell me that you need me. I've been waiting all night for you to, oh, tell me what you want, yeah. I've been waiting all night for you to tell me what you want. Tell me that you need me. I've been waiting all night for you to, oh, tell me what you want, yeah. Want, yeah, want, yeah, want, yeah, want, yeah, want, yeah, want, want, want. I've been waiting all night for you to tell me that you need me, tell me that you want me. I've been waiting all night for you to tell me.
Sugarlicious me. Welcome back to the show. If you just tuned in, I'm not talking about a damn thing. I'm just rambling. It is 8:38 p.m. if you are in the West Coast. In the West Coast or on the West Coast? On the West Coast. 10:38 p.m. if you are in Louisiana or Texas. And if you are on or in the West Coast, the East Coast. It is 11:38 p.m. as well. Wanted to say something really quickly, because my sister just hit me up, Lala, and she wanted me to mention this, and I will mention it, because I didn't see the Super Bowl. My sister did, Lala, because she is a big fan. And she was saying that she was really proud that Beyonce did what she did, because I think they were dressed in all black, signature black berettas, I'm saying it right, and how it was basically just her video. It's just an amazing video. I saw some of it, and I thought, wow, she's right. My sister's absolutely right, and I wasn't trying to say something negative about this being your theme song, people. Please don't think it. But I'm saying is that you can't always keep changing your theme song. Let's be honest with it. But it was really, my sister was really proud of the fact that performed, and so did Coldplay performed for LGBT rights, and it was just phenomenal. She said, so I'm gonna watch the whole thing. I didn't watch the whole thing, but I'm gonna watch the whole thing. But my sister did want me to comment on that because my sister's like, you know what, you know, Beyonce was just wonderful. You know, let's look past the fact that she's Beyonce. But let's face it, Beyonce can do something that people like just lose their mind over it. And they said that Coldplay was like recognizing the LGBT community, and Beyonce, of course, was recognizing Black Lives Matter. So good for them. You know, again, you guys know me. I talk crap about Beyonce and stuff, but you have to respect people who do what they do. I'm not a fan as far as want to see every little girl, you know, Beyonce look alike, Rihanna look alike, Nicki look alike. God, I can go on and on and on with lookalikes, but, you know, that's a whole different stuff. But anyway, again, cheers for Beyonce. Yes, yes. Let me get the husband back on so he can do it, because he'll do a better cheer. Go ahead, cheers.
Yep,
Beyonce,
I am very proud of her. Yep, I am very proud of Beyonce. She did a damn thing. I didn't even know Bruno and Coldplay was there, to be honest. My eyes,
wow, for real? For real? How the hell you did not know that?
Come on. I took screenshots.
Wow. Oh,
I didn't see Bruno Mars or Coldplay in there. But, yeah, good job, guys.
Wow.
Back to Bay, you know. Yeah, I do have a life-size poster in my in the room. My wife doesn't approve of it, but she's in the garage. But she's there with me, you know, working stuff. I tell her, you know, I sneak out at night and tell her I'm going to go do stuff in the garage. I just sit there and I just glance at Beyonce. You know, we just have a conversation. So go ahead, babe. Yeah. You are like the worst whistler ever.
Do you know how to whistle that one? I swear I am a bad whistler. Can you whistle that one?
No.
Do you even know what it is?
No,
I
don't.
I bet you could whistle reveille, like.
Wow. Oh, you have to excuse my wife. She hasn't eaten.
I really
tonight.
Haven't, man. I have not had dinner yet, and it is almost 9 o'clock. But I did say that I would start doing my shows. I did. I got to do an LP tonight too. I keep.
She's been saying that for days. I tell her, babe, when you gonna do your LP? I actually enjoy watching her LPs. I don't like watching other people's LPs because they get. I don't know. They get kind of crazy. I was going to say cray-cray, but they get crazy.
Anyway, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do this with you. I'm just not. But anyway, But I'm still going to say Beyonce almost fell.
That's all right, but she didn't, because I wasn't there to catch her. It's okay. Did you see my screen? Oh, my wife's going to kill me. I put a picture, because when she turned around, I screenshot it. You know, Beyonce's booty. I put it on as my screensaver. I'm just letting you know, if you turn my PC on, that's all you're going to see. You're going to see booty, baby. Carry on.
I'm just... This is what happens when you allow your husband to be on your talk show. This is what happens. It's what happens.
I'm just listening to you. I'm just, you know, putting my little two cents in there.
Mm-hmm. I told my sister I would do this because she brought it up. Why the hell does Lala think she she's a part of the show. You need to call in, Heffa. If you're gonna be a part of the damn show, be a part of the show. Don't be telling me what the hell to say. But anyway, I promised her on my next show that I would talk about whitewash historian figures that people do not know that are either black or partial black. Because there's quite a few of them. I didn't even know Clark Gable, but we're gonna go into that. Probably on my show on, because I don't think I'm going to do the show tomorrow. I really don't. So probably on my show on the 16th, we're going to talk about that. Because she was showing me some really interesting, stuff. And I'm going to talk about that since it is Black History Month, the shortest month of the year. And, of course, it's Black History Month. But the good thing about it is that we have leap year. We have leap year. So that's a good thing. We have leap year. And then also it's... it's my birthday this month, which I'm going to have my block party on my birthday. Isn't that just wonderful?
Yep, and I'm going to sing to my baby because, I'm a singer. I don't know if you guys know this, but your boy got vocals. So I'm going to sing her a little happy birthday. Yep, he's coming. So get ready. Get ready.
Oh, my God, please don't.
Yeah, another
please
thing.
Don't.
Sorry, baby. The Walking Dead, don't forget Valentine's Day coming up. Don't you forget it.
I'm glad you brought that up. The Walking Dead is coming on the 14th, which is ironically Valentine's Day. Why did we pick Valentine's Day to bring the Walking Dead?
Walking Dead is romantic. Are you kidding me? You cry, you cuddle with your loved ones, what you should be doing, but, I have to sit here on the sofa by myself crying when somebody dies. It's intense.
But anyway, so the 14th, we will be doing a show on the 16th. I think we said the 16th, didn't we?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll be doing a show on the 16th, and it will be a Walking Dead show on the grid, and we will be giving away some prizes, not a lot of prizes, because, hey, money's getting funny. Producer, but we will be giving away a couple of prizes, and it'll probably be on the 16th. We're going to discuss the show, so I'm really excited about that. I don't watch Walking Dead any longer, because... Yeah. Basically, after they killed some of my favorites off, I was done with it. So, yeah, I won't be doing too much of The Walking Dead. Ow.
But in other news, one of the best movies Mankai created is coming on June of this year, of 2016. Make sure you make a date. It's coming out June 16. Don't forget that. June 16. 1-6. Uno seis. Go, baby. War of the World.
What day is that on?
War of the World.
What day is that on?
I'm not in your calendar.
You said 16? That's on a Thursday. I thought movies theaters thought they come out on.
Oh, then it's a Friday. I'm sorry, it's the 17th. My bad. June.
You said the
17th.
Wow, you said the 16th.
Yeah, but it's on a Friday. I forgot. I thought the 16th was on a Friday, but it's on the 17th. 1-7-1-7. Okay.
Your brother Tyson just said he's still talking about wow, shake my head.
He can kiss my ass.
I'm a beat
kiss
him.
My ass, Tyson. Kiss
it
my
was
ass,
a, it
Tyson.
Must be a bit.
Shit. It's World of Warcraft. You don't know nothing about the life of World of Warcraft. Man, it's not a game. It's a job. You know what I'm saying? You go do dungeons. You get gear. You get weapons. You raid. You kill hordes. What's wrong with you? Talking about World of Warcraft, boy.
Speaking of that, and it really got, mm-hmm. God, we only have 10 minutes left. Speaking of that, he's got my sister, Diva, a.k.a. on Facebook, Von Brown, and my daughter, Royalty, playing this game like, like
the
they're skilled.
Game
Royalty,
of all time.
What is Royalty now?
She's level 31, and she just started not too long ago.
And she just
that's
started.
Right, baby.
Yeah. She's woo-hoo. Level 31. What is this?
She's level 26. She's not really. I'm trying to convert her into playing a little bit more, but it's all right. Let me tell you a little story real quick, okay? It's going to take 2 minutes.
Better make it quick. We only got 10 minutes. Hurry.
Me and my daughter say she got stuck doing a quest, okay? Me as the father that I am, I log on, take her, I do the quest, and I tell her, hey, baby girl, empty up your bags. Yeah, daddy, empty up your bags. Okay, we fly all the way to the undercity. I say, huh, I got an idea. Baby girl, you want to see what it looks like? Okay, no problem, daddy. She's a trooper. We go in the sewer, and I tell her, go invisible, because that way they won't detect you real quick. And, of course, there's the big, humongous motherfucker in there, a guard. And I kill him. Of course, you kill somebody, you notify the whole fucking city. Man, lucky us. I killed another one. Bam. And there's a warlock. A level 100. I'm a level 100, but I'm not as geared because I like to do PvP, and I'm not PvPing a lot. So, anyways, I almost killed this motherfucker, and he calls his friends. And we got killed. Killed my baby girl first, and then he kills me. I come back. He runs away. Lucky bastard. Lucky. It's war. It's on. Now I gotta call my boys to do a revenge because you killed my daughter. It's on. Never. Go ahead, baby. I'm sorry. That was it. That was the whole story.
Oh, God. Well, Tyson just said it says it's going to be released June the 10th in the U.S. So you obviously don't know what you're talking about. June the 10th, which would make sense. That's on Friday. So that, first of all, would make sense. That's first. Secondary, you don't really know World of Warcraft like you claim. How sad it is that your brother, who doesn't play, had to tell you when the hell it was coming out.
Let me tell you
something. Anyway, I don't want to hear it.
Date, the 10th, but they're going to release it on the 17th. Fucker. In theaters near you. Shit.
Oh, jeez, Denise. I'm just, anyway, I'm done. We only have, God, 8 more minutes left. I can't believe we actually did a whole hour show. Can you believe we did a whole hour show? Fabulous. Anyway, it was, as always, thank you guys for listening. You can be anywhere, but you decide to listen to me. And greatly appreciate it. We know you can probably do better things and more fun. More fun things. Before I go, a little bit serious here, I do want to say happy birthday to Sandra Bland. Her birthday was February the 7th. Happy birthday. Sad that we've lost. We wouldn't even know who she was if it wasn't for what happened to her, and that's the sad part of it. But I did want to say happy birthday to her. I don't even know how old she would have been, and I apologize for not knowing it, but someone had asked me to say happy birthday to her, so I did want to say happy birthday to her. Another life lost, and it's just really, really sad that, you know, that happened. But I don't want to get off track as I normally do. Again, I will see you guys. If I don't do a show on the grid, I might do a show. Again, a blog talk show. What you think, babe? Maybe I'll do that. Yeah, I might do a blog talk show and just, you know, talk you guys' ears off and make you guys just, like, be like, shut up. Please shut up. Shut up, sugar. Just shut up. Shut up. Because you guys know when I get to, you guys know after. What'd you say?
Nothing. I say go on.
What did you say?
I say you have a fabulous day tomorrow. That's what I said.
What did you say?
I said, baby, I love you so much. I'm hungry. I'm going to go cook
a dinner. I hope you didn't say what I thought you said.
What I said?
Shut up, B.
Please. You? Me? Tell you shut up? Please. Never. You're going to have a wonderful steak. That's what I'm saying.
Watch
like
yourself.
I say, you have a fabulous day tomorrow.
Remember, I can hear this again. What did you say?
Can you?
Yeah, What did you say?
I said El Chapo escaped again. But that's going to be on the next time we talk, right, baby? You know what El Chapo is, right? The Mexican mafia guy?
No.
No, he escaped again. They put him in the same prison where he escaped, and he escaped again. Yep. Like I said, everybody have a fabulous day tomorrow. It's Tuesday. That's right. Make that money.
I should have my LP out. I always say this. By Thursday or Friday, hopefully. I'm going to try to do it tonight. And honestly, it's not that I don't want to do it. I've been, like, changing so much about my LPs. I say one thing, and then I change it. And I apologize for that, but I'm not bored with it. I just don't know what the hell to do. I need Paris to guide me. Guide me, Paris. Guide me. Because I swear, I'll be like, I just...
That little girl, man.
She changes on me. That has a lot to do with it, because she'll say she wants one thing. And then she'll be like, no, I don't want that. I'd rather. And I'm thinking, okay, what the heck do you want? Because I'm only one person here, child. And she'll change it on me, and she'll go, I want. And I'll be thinking, man, no, you want to just leave me alone. So I've already changed some of the characters on it and everything. So hopefully, once I get off here a while, the husband's cooking my steak and my chop suey, I'll, you know, try to do one that's interesting. Because I don't want to just do one and have you guys go, God, you know, you could have just not did that because it's not interesting and you're boring as hell. You know, nobody wants to know that they're boring. Even if you know you're boring, nobody wants to hear it and know it. You know, I just prefer not to know that I was boring. Don't all applaud at once, please. No, don't all applaud at once. Anyway, thanks again for listening. We really appreciate it. I've only got, what, 3 more minutes left. If you have... Wait a minute. Somebody just hit me up. Who is it?
Who is it?
He said, Tyson said, tell that baka to read his box. And for those of you who don't know what baka means, it means, what does it mean, babe?
It means fucker in Japanese.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm. I confirmed it with my cousin, who speaks Japanese, of course, and I Googled it.
And I Googled it. So wait, once he told you, you still didn't trust it, so you Googled it? Oh, I know you speak Japanese, but I don't trust you. Let me Google it.
I did.
Why did I ask your damn twin? Her ass is Japanese.
How do you think about that?
I know, right? I wish you'd have married a Japanese or something.
Or something.
Why you didn't ask Bam Bam? Doesn't Bam Bam? Oh, he speaks Korean. I thought did he speak Korean or Japanese?
Wait, he speaks Korean.
Oh.
Ain't
that
Japanese
thing?
Or something?
Oh, I'm just kidding. I'm just, hey, don't come for me. Don't come
wow.
for me, please. Wait a minute. I only said that being jokingly because my guy baby, Paris, is actually Japanese, Korean, and black. So if y'all think I'm prejudiced because I said that, trust me, I am only kidding. Don't come for me because I swear if y'all come for me, y'all don't want to. I got some crazy-ass brothers, and they'll get you. And my sisters are probably crazier than my brothers. Anyway, we're going to leave. I only have 1 minute left. Thank you all for sharing your time with me. Love you all, as always. Probably see you tomorrow. Mwah, 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 mwah. Sugar kisses, night.
Belly kisses.
I've been waiting all night for you to tell me what you want. Tell me that you need me. I've been waiting all night for you to, oh, tell me what you want. Yeah. I've been waiting all night for you to tell me what you want. Tell me that you need me. I've been waiting all night for you to, oh, tell me what you want. Yeah. I've been waiting all night for you to